And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. We're taking a break from Open Line as we will be talking to the director of the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. We're talking to Candy Westbrook. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. One of the things we probably want to go ahead and lead off with, of course, is the sad news that had to be announced yesterday that Spooktacular, unfortunately, will be canceled this year.
Yes, I had that at the very top of my list to talk about. So, yes, I mean, just a couple things I'll just hit on. It's just this came after we've all been seeing the large increase in cases, but we know that it's put a real drain on our healthcare institutions in the area. There's been a rising number of hospitalizations, and actually, I mean, I think you guys shared it on your pages too, but there were two recent announcements from the hospital about their increase in cases and just the strain that it's been putting in. They have been discouraging mass gatherings. And so that was one of the reasons that we looked into this hard decision. And we literally talked to tons of community leaders from school district, hospital, the county health department, to just all kinds of community leaders. But we did have to make that difficult decision to cancel Spooktacular. And I will tell you, I am a parent. You've talked about this before. So I 100% understand the frustration going on. I mean, everybody's just sad because we just want something normal for our kids. And, you know, I get it 100%. And this is actually one of my favorite events because we get to dress up too and hand out candy.
You get to have a lot of fun that way,
it's,
you know.
It's fun. I love it. And 100%, I wish I wouldn't have had to cancel it. One of the things, though, that I want to make sure to point out to everybody is, along with dealing with just the strain on the hospital and the rising cases, one of the reasons this came about was because it also has to deal with workforce challenges. So as my job as a chamber director, my goal is to help businesses. And if they don't have a workforce working, then that business can't stay open. And there's three schools I know of, maybe four in the area, that had to close because of COVID cases, and they've had to do distance learning. As someone who had to do that, it is hard.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, trying to work and then teach your kid, and it's crazy. It is so hard. And after a lot of discussions that we had, it basically came down to, if we expose those children, then we end up having a whole bunch of quarantines, because that's what happens. That's the other part of it. Not just because somebody gets positive case, but then you got to quarantine everybody they're exposed to.
Right.
So it starts off with 15 people and it turns into 100 people that now are quarantined, which is therefore 100 people that are, oh, how do I work with my kids and work at my job? And we just made the decision that we need our kids in school right now. And we want them safe. We want them in school and healthy. And so we just decided it was just not something feasible. And the good news is, though, there's a bright side of this. I know everybody doesn't see it right now, but we didn't kill Halloween. So Halloween is still happening. It's still here. There are some small trunk-or-treat activities still going on. There's the spook trails I'm going to talk about in a little bit. You still have, you know, pumpkin carving and all the fun Halloween food. I mean, me and my son, we take a day and we just make all kinds of ghoulish looking Halloween treats. So there is still, Halloween is still here. We just had to cancel the massive 1,200 people event. That would have been just a disaster with that many people in a small area. So we're still having events. And then hopefully as soon as, you know, conditions allow, we want to get back to having as many community events as possible. So knock on wood, let's hope spring is great, because we are going to be planning some big events. We need help. So, you know, if you're wanting to help with that and plan some of these big community events and have some fun, let us know. We'll put you on the list, and we'll, you know, we're going to be doing all kinds of planning for that. So just know we had to make the best decision we had with the information. So so that is Spooktacular. But lots of other stuff still happening, mostly smaller things that to kind of help us keep our distance. One of the fun things that I've seen, have you seen about the Flock Your Friends?
I have not.
Oh, this is so cool. Okay, so you've seen where they put, what's the pink bird, the
Flamingo?
Flamingos. Okay, the pink flamingos. And they flock a yard, right? And then you got to pay to get it out of your yard and go to somebody else's yard. And so they're doing it Halloween style. It's the Junior Advisory Council at the school. All proceeds are going to go to youth programs in the community. So they're doing it as a fundraiser. But basically, you pay to have somebody's house flocked with all these, and they have them painted orange and black and spooky looking, and then you can pay to have insurance so that it doesn't come back to your yard, or, you know, removal cost. And it's just a lot of fun, but it's a great fundraiser again for the youth. And so if you are interested in that, you can check it out on Facebook, or you can call their junior advisory council member, Carrie Van Oster. So, and we'll have more information on our Facebook page too. Some other things happening. Kathy Schild with Ford County Mental Health. They are hosting a drive-through early childhood free event. It's basically you don't even have to get out of your car. You drive through, get goodie bags, drawings, all kinds of stuff. That'll be November 6th from 4 to 6 at the First Church of the Nazarene. Of course, my favorite time of year, soup time. Yay.
Yeah.
So the Soupalicious is still happening. Again, it's also going to be drive-through style. That'll be October 27th at the First Baptist Church. You enter over by the Lieberts parking lot, and for $5, you get two different soups. You get your choice of different soups.
Yum, yum.
And then cornbread and crackers and, you know, cookies. All kinds of good stuff. So,
and only for $5, that's amazing.
I know, and I love soup this time of year. So, another fun thing for the kiddos and families, Cedar Bluff Camp is having the Spook Trail. They're going to have it on four different nights, starting this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and the next weekend. And basically, the kids get on a little ride, and they go through a little trail, get a little scariness in there. And that's at 7:30 each night.
And we talked to Chuck McFay yesterday. About that. And he says, if you're in a wheelchair, it's still very handicap accessible.
Oh,
so,
because
nice. You'll be riding on a trailer. Uh-huh. So they'll be able to help people out that way as well. So they can join in the fun as well.
Right.
So, and he said the ride is about 20 minutes long. That's a pretty good long ride.
Yeah,
so,
I was thinking it was around that.
And they'll be selling in tickets in groups. So it's like you'll be just with the group you're with on the trailer, and they'll take off. And then the next group will be on a different trailer, and they'll leave space in between each group so that everybody can have similar experiences scared. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is.
And we'll have that interview up on our website a little bit later on.
No, I think that's going to be great.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Pat McCoy from First United Methodist, they are receiving donations for their Christmas blessing baskets. They give those out to families in the community through Salvation Army, and they will fill the baskets by having seven different theme Sundays. So this Sunday, it's going to be Fruit and Vegetable Sunday. Next Sunday will be Soup Sunday. So, good news, Craig Correll from USD 445 announced that the Parents as Teacher organization completed their quality endorsement process, and they earned the highest designation, which is the Blue Ribbon Affiliate status. So, again, every time I turn around, the school district is doing some amazing things, whether it's Parents as Teachers, Boys and Girls Club, or just the individual programs at the school. But they're kudos to them. They work really hard on that, and we want to congratulate them. Bartlett Co-op. If you didn't know, every week they do a deal of the week, and they have something that they're selling that you would think it's just propane or farm supplies, but they've got all kinds of goodies in there. And so this week it's a hang-up bracket organizer, and you can hang up your tools or your rakes or whatever. Get that. I don't even know if I even want to start on my garage. It's a mess. but things like that, those are so cool to have. So, Shoe Sensation is having a cool event. So they are getting a select group of local artisans and vendors in various locations. But here in Caulfield, they're going to have it October 23rd to the 25th. So that weekend, that's this weekend. Yep. And the goal is to provide a safe and socially distanced outlet for the local vendors who maybe kind of have trouble reaching customers during COVID. So they just want to be able to provide an opportunity. So that'll be out in front of their store on those 3 days, October 23rd through the 25th. Some other things going on. So, of course, I mentioned this last week, but Election Day is just around the corner. If you didn't get a copy of the election update, let us know. We can email it to you, or I can print it off at the office, but it just kind of gives you a little overview of the candidates. So, Christmas on the Plaza is something new coming this year.
Yes, yes.
So, it's going to be the same night as the Brown Mansion tours. Stay tuned on Facebook just in case that has to change. I mean, there's a possibility if cases continue to increase. But right now, they're trying to make it where it's you buy your tickets ahead of time, limited at the Brown Mansion, so that way they don't have massive groups. It'll be a small group at a time going through. But then before or after you do that, you come down to the plaza. There's going to be shopping. We've got vendors that we're signing up. The stores will be open, restaurants, music, things like that. Lots of activities, but without the massive crowds. It'll be, you know, spread out over about 8 different nights. And we are looking for vendors right now. So if you want to know more, you can contact Denise York at the Coffeyville Reawakening office. I talked about this last week. I'm super excited. By the end of next week, so hopefully on the 30th, if not immediately on that Monday, we will be sending out the the award voting process for our Chamber Annual Awards. So every year we do a Business of the Year, Rising Star, Citizen, Volunteer of the Year, great categories. And this year, more than ever, we really want to thank all those people that have just worked hard in our community. And so that'll be going out. Be looking for that on Facebook. I'll announce it on the radio. And then you can vote on who you think should deserve that great award. And we're gonna go out and surprise them. With balloons and a video and going to the store. And
kind of like the publisher's clearinghouse. And just kinda, cameras out there, balloons, all
woo,
of it. Just,
here we go.
Hey, you've won.
So it'll be exciting. I'm looking forward to that. So last chance to sign up for the Motivation in the Workplace workshop. It's basically called the Pandemic Panic. And we're going to tell you how to deal with stress that's happening in our world right now and give you some tips on how to manage that, and it's going to be fun. I got some cool things that we're going to do, but that's tomorrow over the lunch hour. So if you're interested in signing up for that, give us a call at the chamber. And then my final thought is I wanted to end on a very good note. I think this is great news to have. So our community has been working really hard to support the local businesses. To date, we have not had any businesses close permanently because of COVID.
No, that's...
And yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of communities that have not had that blessing. Mm-hmm. And so thankfully, we've been able to keep our businesses open so far. I mean, there's a couple of them that are going to have to shut down temporarily, but we're hoping everybody stays open. In addition, our sales tax revenue for Coffeyville is actually up 10.7% compared to last year. So not only did we face a pandemic and we couldn't even do some shopping for a few months, but we're actually higher than we were last year.
Yeah, there we go.
So I think that is amazing. It's because of so many different groups that worked hard on getting our community to understand what we have here. We can shop local. The Chamber's actually ready to do something in the next few weeks that'll help with that as well. We're going to do the Christmas Bucks giveaway, and then we're going to do a Christmas guide. So you can kind of... basically see all the different things that we offer right here in Coffeyville that you can buy for Christmas. So instead of going, okay, I want to get on Amazon and do all my shopping, you know, hey, do it locally. A lot of them have curbside or online ordering anyway. But it'll give you an opportunity to see what's here in our own backyard that we can shop for Christmas. And then you don't have to go out and deal with crowds or, you know, Black Friday craziness or anything like that. So good news on that, and way to go, Coffeyville, for supporting your local businesses.
All right. So again, all right. So great stuff. And I love hearing that end on a high note.
Yeah.
Almost 11% up over last year at the same time, which is amazing. Like I said, going through the pandemic and everything, you think it would probably be way down.
Exactly.
I think I remember talking to the city manager about that, uh-huh. Mark Hall, about that. And he said they expected during the pandemic that it would probably drop 15%. And it just went the complete other directions, which is amazing to think about.
It is amazing. And I think it's because we just have so many unique items here that people didn't realize. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we did the bounce back giveaway.
Kind of opened your eyes, you know?
Yeah. There was the gift card program. I mean, there was just so many activities that were going on trying to get everybody to kind of shop local that I think it really made a difference. And I'm excited about that. So.
Most definitely. Well, if anybody does have any questions about what we just talked about or anything else, how can they get a hold of you?
All right. So get your paper and pen down, because I would love to hear your calls or your emails, especially because I know there's some questions about a lot of activities right now. So call me at the chamber at 251-2550. You can email me at chamber@coffeyville.com. That's pretty easy to remember, chamber@coffeyville.com. Of course, on Facebook, or you can go to our website. We've got everything listed on there, and or come by and see me.
All right, so come by. And also, is ICs are still available?
Still until Thanksgiving.
Okay, there we go. So that's always good news, especially, although I don't know if you want to get an IC on next Monday, because have you seen the temperature?
Yes.
They're talking about a high like 35, somewhere around there. A low of like 30. It's supposed to be real. And a chance of a rain snow mix next Monday.
Yeah, I think right on that edge. We'll probably, more than likely, we'll just get the drizzly ice. But
Yeah. We don't get, you know, and that's the way it always was where I lived out in Oklahoma. We never got the good snow. We were always right on that edge where you get ice, and that's the worst part. And she's like, why can't we get some snow around here?
So, I want snow.
I mean, not like 10 feet of snow, but but a little nice white covering would be okay.
Well, as long hopefully as you don't it comes bring through ice. And it goes out, and then by Halloween, you know, the kids
it'll be
can
out
have
there.
Some
yeah, exactly.
Enjoy that. So,
Kind of keep on the lookout for that as well. All right. Well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. Really do appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead. Take a break. When we come back, we're going to restart Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day.